Ma'am Shalono, yes, good question.
I'll add the connections between where it all started, where she expressed her good manners and Ms. Tobin's and Eliezer and.
Oh, you're talking about the metal. Oh, let's hear. So, let's hear. So, the question was, what is the connection between metal, metal, and the foimos? The question is, why are we putting metal into it? Why is the metal save the water from being a? Why then it's considered the water normally has been poured out, but in this case. If it's metal put into it, it's fine. And we're saying that metal is fine, but Barzal has got the letters of the Emois. So you're saying that the reason is?
Also connected with property being brought into the marriage.
Oh, I see. Okay. Good. Oh, I see. Someone, good. And you're saying also water. The Emois water. Yes. Be'er, and they must shduchim took place by the wells.
The cheshes is the one that sweat.
Yeah.
I think of the clovers.
So therefore.
And how Moshe swapped them. Yeah. And now I'm just thinking, I don't even know.
This is a famous Shevabachas about what you say, you know, about the wells that they must. If you ever need to talk once about Shevabachas. Yeah, okay, but you're right. She's not in. You're right. She's not considered one of the Emois in a global sense. But she's still a wife of one of the others. So you're right. They're secondary. Yeah. Okay. Let's be politically correct. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
It's not usually counted as one of the.
Correct. So it's not formally the Emois. You're right. It's just. It's more accurate too, yeah. Okay.
I had a look up yesterday in the art scroll about pouring out the water.
Oh yeah, what does it say? The explanation of why we need to, okay, again, the question was, why are we pouring water in the shchuna of a mace, water is to be poured out? He explains, art scroll.
So, didn't bring Tame and Minhag, at least not in the big writing, I didn't read the order.
Okay.
One of the comments underneath. It did define what shchuna is. So, according to the art scroll, Shchuna is the two houses on each side.
Two houses on each house.
Or two apartments. And the two floors above and the two floors.
Yeah, there's discussion about that. If it's further up in a block of flats, what is Shchuna called? Yeah.
However, if there's a street or a public footpath.
That divides it.
Then that divides it.
Right.
And it also brought down that if you have water which is in a sealed container.
Sealed container would also be considered.
It's good enough. To not need to pour it out.
Right. And that would be an explanation. According to that, we understand why I'll tap.
But it didn't bring that it had to be a metal cap or anything.
Right. Sealed container. Very interesting. So here you go. That's a bit of an explanation and additional point with regards to this halacha. I want to just finish the Ramah, which we did not quite finish yesterday, the end of Sif Aleph. So we are aware the Mishnah Berurah is the letter of Sif Cotton. Chof Aleph, that's three lines from the top of page Nun Beis. So that's, again, Simon Tov Nun Aleph, halfway through Sif Aleph, second line of the Ramah. Actually, third line of the Ramah. Kam Osali Shavmai Maledei in Yehudi, to not ask a goy to draw water for the water which is going to be used for the matzah mitzvah. And the aflesha matzos yishav yisrael, not only for the matzos of Leila Seder, but in fact for all the matzos, to not use a goy, a yid has to draw the water for the matzos. Imafshe if possible. No again, little ma'im miyuchod min matzos shal mitzvah. The meaning is to use designated water for the shmur matzos, what we call the shmur matzos. Designated water for the matzah going to be used for the matzah on Leila Seder. Also, when the water is drawn, you use normally new kelim. Don't change the minik. But if it's a wooden keli, then you can use it. You can use it the second time on a future year. That's not a problem. All right.
You can use the same water for the shmur matzahs, for the ordinary matzahs. Would you have to have separate water for each?
So he says the minig is to use separate water, different water for the shmur matzah. You don't mix it. They both are water which was drawn off, kept overnight. The old maim shalonu, but you separate the water which is going to be for them. Yeah, you separate it. Yeah. See, base. Yesh oimrim she'amayim mechunosim besisterna. Three. Guess what a cisterna is in English? Yeah, a cistern. And what is a cistern? So I think that it's not literally a tap. So what is this? It's a tank. It's an underground water tank. So yesh oimrim she'amayim mechunosim besisterna. I like this word, cisterna. The water which is, look at that, that's what it says, cisterna. A cistern, very literally. So the water which is kept in a water container, which is next to the river, but it is underground. You can use that, that's fine. You can use that water. But don't use that, ideally, unless it's extreme circumstances. It's better to use drawn water which was taken out from the underground area and taken out, like we discussed yesterday. That is the literal, conventional, and ideal Maim Shalonu. However, if there is water which was kept in an underground reservoir, in an underground cistern, it's still detached from the water source. So, but yeah, but it's fine. But ideally, don't use that because it does get a bit warm as well. It's not the coolest temperature.
See, now we go according to what the minimum has always been, or now that we could really measure the temperature.
Yeah.
Is it better?
So we normally
what in practice is the coolest.
Yeah. So normally what often it's being taken, the water is taken and it's actually kept in a fridge. That's the ideal, most ideal scenario. Yeah. And top of page 104, which is Siv Gemel Lolosh B'Mayim Chamin. Obviously, it goes without saying that's the most straightforward aspect of this halacha to not need B'Mayim Chamin with warm water. Even if the water was heated through the sun. So it's not water that you actually cooked, boiled, or anything. If the water just warm because it was lying in it, the sun was shining and it got warm through the sun, nevertheless, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, the water is warm. And warm water cannot be used for matzahs. V'loy b'mayim agrufim mi dud godoil. Do also not use water which was kept in a reservoir, in a Mama Gufim, it Dud Godel, which was kept lying in a metal container, Shenechoshtoy Ova, that it's got thick walls, Betoloy Al Mokam Aish, and it's hanging over a heat source, the Maim Shebesoichoy Poshim, the water inside it is not very hot because it's got thick walls, but it still gets a bit warm. So that's no good. It is at the end of the day, the water within that container is still fairly warm, and don't use it therefore for matzahs. Even if there is no fire right underneath it, if you've got a strong solid container, the water inside it is not going to be cool. If you've got a big container of water, if at one point it got hot, it's going to be sort of warm. But if you did take that water and you needed it and you made matzah out of that, it's going to be also. So here we go. Rabbi, water which did not rest overnight, which is ma'am shaloilonu, water which did not rest overnight, is also b'di'evet, is also, according to this opinion. Yeah? V'yesh cholkim, some disagree. U'matirin belosh b'mayim shalonu, some hold that b'di'evet, it's fine. If you used water which was not resting overnight, b'di'evet, it's fine. V'yesh oimim, some say that the following applies. Now, the b'shoikik muta, if you made it by, if you just didn't take water by mistake, muta, b'di'evet, it's fine. V'shazadchak, and v'shazadchak yesh lismo yecholeyem, you can't rely on those opinions, b'di'evet. So one opinion holds, if you just took water straight out and the water didn't rest overnight, one opinion holds, but yeah, but that's fitting, forget it. Another opinion holds, but yeah, but it's fine. And one opinion said it depends if you did it by Beshogig or Bemezit. If it's an emergency situation, you can rely on this. Says the Ramah, is a bit more lenient. It says that b'di'evet b'shoigek you can be lenient. Let's see the Mishnah movie on these halachas. If cotton chaf test b'mayim chamin, hot water is certainly a massive issue and problematic. It doesn't have to be boiling hot to be a problem, even if it's warm. As we discussed later. What happens? What happens? What happens if you add hot water, but it cooled down? Let's say you had Maim Shalonu, which after the water was taken out, it got warm, but then it cooled down again. Do you think that we should be fine? I would have agreed that it would make sense that it should be fine. But the Mishmur continues and says, "Va'afim nitzdanu legamri," even if it's cooled down altogether, yesh oisrim, some hold that it's also to need, kim choyupam achas chamim, because at one point it was hot. Since it was hot, it should be hot. Some hold that it's fine. But you can't be lenient. But ideally, to not even use water that was hot and it's cooled down. That's how far Maim Shalonu goes. I don't know what the reason is.
You'd only find it's a hot spring,
right? No, in theory, it could be that you took water from the rivers, and then you put it aside, and then by mistake you put it next to a heater, and then it got hot, and then after you cooled it down, but since it was very hot at one point, according to some authorities, it's a problem. What happens if you have got Maim Shalonu and it gets mixed up with Maim Shaloinonu? So there's a bit of a confusion. You have two buckets of water. One is Maim Shalonu that you want to use for the matzah tomorrow. But you also had a bucket of water which was meant to be used for the sponge. I don't know. You want the water for, what was that? It was actually bath water. I don't know. Kini, that's right. And it got mixed up. So the water which was meant to be Maim Shalonu, which was good water, which was meant to be for the matzahs. That water got mixed up with non-Maim Shalonu water. So, water which is good with water which is not good, and it gets mixed up. What would you say? Can you use it or not? Next day you come, they say, oh no, which one is the Maim Shalonu? I don't know. They got mixed. They got mixed up.
They got mixed in one container.
You're right. Container.
They mixed in the one container or separately?
One container. You're right. Let's talk about one container.
No, you can't use.
Ever? At any time? What if it's got a certain ratio? They say that it becomes nullified.
But you don't know, like, the majority, you mean?
You say, yeah, would you say majority is fine?
But how do you know which is
the... Let's say you know. There was three buckets of water, and they got mixed up. They all got pulled together. One of them was Maim Shalonu, two of them were not. So, you say, Rav, you say it's fine? Would you say?
Yeah,
you say, Rav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Dalet, Maim Shaloilonu, water which did not rest. Shenis Batlu, which got nullified, Chad Betrei, one against two, Maim Shalon, with water which did rest, Loshin Bohem is acceptable, you can use it. So Chad Betrei, says the Mishnah Bura in Sifkot Lamed Ches, Chad Betrei, one against two, Lav Davke Betrei, you don't have to have double, Elo Beruba, with 51%. So, if you have got 51% of that water, which is good water, Maim Shalonu, then the 49% become nullified and you can use it for your matzahs. Without time, the reason is, Kem de Rubo Itzoinen, since the majority of the water is cold, good water for the matzahs miskare, it will inevitably cool down the remaining water and therefore it's going to be fine. Now, Obviously, the question is, and I don't know the answer to that, it will obviously depend on the temperatures. So if the Mayim Shalonunu is boiling water, that swell wouldn't necessarily apply. This is even a greater chiddush. And here it goes. Imagine you've got one bucket of water, which is Mayim Shalonu. But then you realize, the next day you realize, oh no, that's not going to happen. That's not enough water. This mishtabu is an incredible chiddush. You've got one bucket of water. So that's, and then you suddenly realize, that's not enough for my matzahs. I've got to bake matzahs for myself. I've got to bake matzahs for my family. And I've got to bake matzahs. The one, these 5 liters are not sufficient. One bucket, it's not enough. Could you now take the same amount of water of non-Mayim Shalonu, or a little bit less, 49% of non-Mayim Shalonu, and mix it together? We just said now, if it didn't get mixed up, and you've got 51% of good water, who are saying that it's nullified, and it's fine. The question now is, can you do it lechatchila? Can you go and mix the water knowing that it's going to become bottled because you've got 51% of good water and 49% of non-Mayim Shalonu water? Are you allowed to do it lechatchila? You realize you don't have enough water. Pardon? Oh, so I feel it's very interesting what you're saying. Generally, we would have said you're not allowed to do that. I cannot take
if I've got, what would be something, with bottle b'shishim, what would be a good example?
Okay, I've got one piece of meat that got mixed up. That's right. I've got one piece of meat which is treifa, and I've got 60 which are kosher. And if they got mixed up all together, we say bottle b'shishim, I can have all 60. I can have all 61. That's the general rule of bottle b'shishim. You know very well that one of them is. What happens though, I'm going to mevatel now this issa into 60, to nullify it. In advance, can I do that? So the halacha is you cannot do that. You're not to do that. By the way, this is the Coke Shaila that we mentioned yesterday. The Coke Shaila had to do with that. It's very fascinating. Let's say there is a bit of a liquid substance in a Coke, which apparently was the case. A liquid substance in a Coke, which was also, what was the ingredient? You remember? There's an ingredient in Coca-Cola, which is also.
Well, it's all secret.
Yeah, okay, but part of the secret is that it's also, the revealed part of it is that it was an ingredient there which is not kosher in the Coke. So now the question is, so they wanted to, eventually they changed the ingredients because of the Jewish clientele. Good to know. Yeah, correct. Stam, yeah.
If the other ingredients are secret, how do you know?
So some abonim have been allowed into the inner chambers and they've checked and they know that they're in the secret, they're in the know, and they've confirmed that it's that. You read the article if you want, it's fascinating. It's a really fascinating article. So now the question was, once they've you're saying that it's not called Mevatel B'Shvilon. So if the Goyim Lechatchila, the Goyish company, the Coke company, they do this combination of ingredients, which is bottle B'Shishim though, the Issa is bottle B'Shishim, there's only a tiny minute amount of Issa against a huge amount of kosher ingredients, it becomes bottle B'Shishim. Should say that it's perhaps fine, but if you do Lechatchila, do it in advance. They're called Mevatel Lechatchila. Especially take into consideration that the Coca-Cola bottle is going to have a kosher certification. It's going to have Ashkocha, it's going to kosher stamp. So you're going to say that they mevatel lechatchila for the Eden. That is why the Ashkocha is, the Ashkocha could sometimes make things worse. And this is why, by the way, I'm just mentioning as a footnote, tell you about the London Besdin, sometimes they are not, you can sometimes ask this, in the London Besdin, they've got 2 levels of kashrus, right? One is certified and one is
approved.
Is that right? Yeah, I think there's 2 levels, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So at times, they prefer not to put it's not just the kosher, but long mezzan, it's other ashkoch. They would allow something. You can ask, well, if it's on the list, if it's completely kosher, it's on the list, why don't you just put a stamp on it? Why don't you put a stamp on it? Just put a stamp on it, KLBD. Or it could be another ashkoch for that matter as well. Why, if it's approved, then it's fine.
certified, it's good. Why do you put it on the list? Put a stamp on it. It's much easier. The answer for that is a fascinating answer. Because if you'd put a stamp on it, what would happen? By definition, yes, and it is, but it is. But at times there is ingredients there which are also. But they are bottled and nullified in 60. But it depends, you're not allowed to nullify it for a yeet. You're not allowed to nullify something. Like you're not allowed to take a drop of milk and put it in a cholent, although it's going to be nullified, you're not allowed to do that. Similarly, a goy is not allowed to do it for you. If he's doing it for you, he's not allowed to nullify it. However, if there is, so there's a big difference if there's a stamp or not. Why does it make a difference if it's actually on the, why? It's done for the Jew. It's done for the Jew. It's done for the Jew. The bitl is partially done for the Jew. That's why some authorities will prefer lists than stamped, because that means that it's done for the Jew. There's an element of...
You say approved.
I mean the higher level. If it's the highest level of...
You say it's okay then.
Yeah, but I'm asking why don't they put it, if it's the highest level, why don't they put it on the package? Why don't they put it on the package? What's wrong with putting it on the package? If it's totally kosher, then put it on the package.
But would it be in the book that it's kosher?
Yes, it's on the book. It's in the book. But it's not on the, it's not stamped. Why? The answer is because if they put it in a stamp, then it means they're actually doing the bittel for the yin. So therefore it's better not to be there. Some authorities are always better. So the reason why I'm mentioning that is because a person is not allowed to, so if a person is lacking Maim Shalonu water, can he add 49% of non-Maim Shalonu water? And then he's going to have pretty much double the amount of water. Shulchan Aruch says you can do it. The Mishnah Berurah says you can do it. You're allowed to do that. Gentlemen, we learned this evening is the following halachas. We learned that water in a cistern is not great, but b'shas tchak you're allowed to use it. Still a bit warm at times. We also learned that warm water, hot water, can certainly not be used. We learned that water that was in a heated container, although it's cooled down, still can't use that water. We learned that if water was used, if there's been a mix, they've mixed Maim Shalonu with Maim Shalonu, so as long as you've got 51% of Maim Shalonu, the water can be used for the matzahs. We also learned, Mishnah Berurah says you can even do that. I wish you a very good Shabbos, gentlemen. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.